Okay, so today is the 10th of March, the 19th of Adar. 57, 75. Okay, so last week, you were here last week, right? Okay, so last week we spent time talking about whether it was an obligation or a reshut, a possibility of placing a king. And today we're going to go more in depth into how they asked for it. And I just want to put on the table for you the confusion that I've gone through in preparing this, so that you'll be aware of this issue as we read through all the Mefarshim. So looking at the Psukim, so Pasuk Dalet is when they ask for the king, and it says, V'yitkabtzu kol ziknei Yisrael. So all the elders of Israel gathered, V'yavo al Shmuel haramata, and they came to Shmuel in Ramah. Okay, so it's pretty clear that these are the Ziknei Yisrael. V'yomru elav, and they said to him, Hine atazakanta, ubanecha lo hachu bedrachecha. Behold, you are old. And again, I mentioned last week that they themselves are the Zikanim, so it's a little ironic. And your children have not gone in your ways. Ata, now, sima lanu melech l'shavtenu kechol hagoyim. Place to us, we're going to talk about that word, a king to judge us like all the nations. So that's their request. Now here's, and it seems pretty clear that those are the Zikanim wording their request to Shmuel. But here's where it gets confusing. Pasuk Vav. And this is where it's going to get confusing within the Mefarshim, and we're going to see that they're going to take different routes around this. Vayira hadavar be'enei Shmuel, ka'asher amru, t'na lanu melech l'shaftenu. And the thing was bad in the eyes of Shmuel when they asked, give to us a king to judge us. What's missing? Kechol Agoyim. Okay? And we're going to see that Kechol Agoyim, we saw this last week, but to repeat it, Kechol Agoyim is actually in the Psukim in Devarim. So it's all very confusing. V'yitfalel Shmuel Hashem. And then Shmuel davens to Hashem. What does Hashem say? Okay, so it appears that this is the Zkenim request. When the Zkenim request is repeated from the perspective of Shmuel, Kechol Agoyim is left out. But we haven't seen anything about the Am, right? Okay. So, Zayin, Hashem's response. V'yomer Hashem al Shmuel, Shma b'kol ha'am. Hashem says to Shmuel, listen to the nation. L'chol asher yomru elecha, to everything they will say to you. Ki lo otcha ma'asu, they're not sick of you. Ki oti ma'asu, mimloch aleihem. They're sick of me from being a king over them. Okay. So now, skip down to Pasuk Yod Tet. Shmuel then goes in, we read this last week, and talks about all the things that the king is going to do to the nation, and they're not good. He's going to take your sons and make them go in the army. He's going to take your daughters and make them cook. And he's going to take your fields and your vineyards and and your animals, and all these things are going to be used in the service of the king. And what do they say? Yud Tet, V'yimanu ha'am lishmoa b'kol Shmuel. The nation refused to listen to the voice of Shmuel. V'yomru, and they said, Lo, ki im melech yeh aleinu. There will be a king upon us. Pasuk Kaf, V'yinu gamanachnu kechol hagoyim. And we will also be like all the nations. U'shvatanu malchinu. And our king will judge us. V'yatza lefanenu, and he'll go up before us, v'nilcham et milchamotenu, and he will fight our wars. Okay, so the question arises. The Malbim sort of articulates this question. I'm articulating this question based on all the different Mefarshim we're going to read and how they approach it. This appears to be the request of the Am, this last pasuk. And they switch things around a little bit. They first say, we want to be like all the nations. And then they say, our king will judge us. And then they add on to that, that the king will go out before us and fight our wars. Okay? Hi, Ruth. You just started.
Thank you.
Okay. So, according to the Pshat, it looks like the Zkenim are asking for a king to judge them like the other nations, but Shmuel changes that quotation and just says to judge us. And then it looks like the Am is asking to be like all the other nations, to judge us and to fight our wars. But we have an issue because Shmuel gets angry after the Zakenim's request, which sort of mixes everything up for us. Okay, it's very confusing. I don't have any answers for it, but we're going to look at the Mefarshim and the different ways that they understand it. So those are the issues in the Pesukim. Okay, so now I just want to read with you just the questions of the Malbim, just so you see how many questions are here. So page 2, after the translation. Okay, so the questions of the Malbim. Again, I mentioned last week that the Malbim, if you open up the Mikrot Gedolot, you'll see that for each section that the Malbim is going to comment on, he begins with a series of questions, and then he goes into his explanation through the Pesukim. And so here, this is just the question section, okay? I didn't include all of his answers. I included other people's answers. We do have one of his answers. Okay, so the question, Hashelot, Vav ad Sof HaParsha. So from Pasuk Vav until the end of the Parsha. Mahaya Ketzef al Shelat HaMelech. What was this anger on asking for a king? And this is one of the commandments in the Torah. Sum tasim alech hamelech. Place upon us a king. And that which the rabbis said, that they requested this king not in the right moment. Ki hamitzvah hu le'achar melchamet Amalek. The mitzvah was to be after the war with Amalek. And we know that Shaul is the one who's going to fight Amalek, right? It should be fresh in our minds, just coming off of Purim and Parshat Zachor. Tzarich leva'er, madua yiyaken. We need to go into why is it like this. Ve'od imken, lama malei she'elatam. And furthermore, if this is the case, that they didn't fulfill it in the right time, that they should have waited till after the war with Amalek, why did Hashem fulfill their request? And all the more so that the rabbis say that the only reason they made this request was so they could worship Avodah Zarah. And why did the Chachamim relate this to Avodah Zarah? Where did that come from? We didn't see any of that in the Pesukim. And that which is written to judge us like all the nations, it's similar to what's written, Ve'amarta, and you shall say, this is from the Pesukim and Devarim that we'll look at next, Asima alai melech kechol hagoyim. In the Pasuk it says, I want to place upon me a king like all the other nations. Umasha katav vayera hadavar be'enei Shmuel, and that which is written, and the thing was bad in the eyes of Shmuel, Kasher amru tna lanu melech l'shavtenu, when they said, place upon us a king to judge us, Hava le lichtov kasher amru, why didn't Shmuel quote them explicitly, place upon us a king to judge us like all the nations? Now the Malbim is saying that the fact that they wanted to be like all the other nations was the main point of the sin. But again, remember, and I'm telling you my own confusion, these were the words of the Zkenim and not the Am. And we're gonna see the Gemara that's gonna make that more explicit. Uma shekatav shma bekol. And that which is written, when Hashem then responds to Shmuel and says, listen to the voice of the nation, ki lo otcha ma'asu ki im oti, that they're not sick of you, they're sick of me. Halo kol shekin shera'u shelo yishma lehem lim'os et Hashem. All the more so, why is Hashem fulfilling this request of theirs if it's Hashem that they're sick of? V'lama kafel sheinit v'ata shma b'kolam. Why does Hashem then say again, listen to their voice? There's a lot, we could rebuke them a lot on asking for a king. So why then, again, does Hashem command Shmuel to fulfill their request? Why even does the Torah command them to establish a melech? Achar she'yazeh chetz v'avon. If this is just going to end up being a sin and iniquity, it's just question after question on this section. V'lama hosif limshoach David achar kach. So why then, after one king fails, does Hashem then try another king to anoint David? V'liv not lo beit machut l'dor dorim, and even to make him be the king for generations. I think we'll actually stop there because there's just so many questions, you get the idea. Okay, so now let's look at the psukim again. Even though we did it last week, we're going to look at it with slightly different eyes. Ki tavol haaretz asher Hashem elokecha noten lech v'yirishta v'yishavta ba. So when you come to land that Hashem, your God, has given to you, and you inherit it and you settle it. Ve'amarta asima alai melech kechol goyim asher svivotai, and you will say, I will place upon me a king like all of the nations that are around me. Sum tasim alecha melech, you will surely place upon yourself a king asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo, that Hashem will choose for you. Mikerav achecha, from within your brethren, tasim alecha melech, you shall place upon you a king. Lo tuchal etet alecha ish nochri asher lo achichahu, you cannot place a non-Jew who's not from your brethren. Okay, so this is something that Adina Schmidman mentioned to me, and she was quoting someone else, and I forgot who it was, I apologize. So you can already see one little difference here, that when the Zkenim ask for a king, and again you can go to the bold psukim from Shmuel, it says, Sima Lanu, place to us. And when the Torah tells them how to ask for a king, it says, Asima Alai, Sum Tasim Alecha. So there's a very nuanced difference here that Adina Schmidman mentioned to me, again based on someone else, that the Lanu, the way, but again, these are the Skenim, which makes it even more confusing, but we'll get to that later. The way they're asking for it is they're asking for a peer king, or you could even say a puppet king, to us, eye to eye, as opposed to the way it's written in the Torah, upon you, that the king should be upon you and over you. So that's just a subtle little interesting difference there. Okay, now, once, and as we sort of concluded last week, that according to the Rambam, it's not just you have the ability to ask for a king if you want, but that you must ask for a king. And we saw in the Malbim that the Chachamim say they have to do it at a certain time after the war with Amalek, which they did not do, but they do have to ask for a king. So once they've asked for a king, the Torah then goes from them asking for a king to the laws on this king that they will ask for. Okay? So the laws are, he can't have too many horses, so that the nation doesn't return to Egypt to ask for horses. I'll just summarize them. He can't have too many wives. He can't have too much money. And he has, when he sits on his throne, he has to write a special Sefer Torah, because he has to read it every day, and he has to fear God, and he has to keep all the mitzvot, so that he doesn't think himself better than his brethren, and that he doesn't stray from any of the mitzvot. Okay, so Rabbi Shulman from St. Louis points out that if you tell a king you can't have too many horses, it's like telling an army today you can't have too many planes. Like, it's the crux of a military. So what's the point? We're going to, and hopefully we'll conclude with this. What is the point by placing all of these limitations, some of them impossible? We saw Shlomo HaMelech, when he married all of his wives in the beginning, it was to form military alliances with different countries. So the wives thing is not just about base instincts, it's about the king's responsibility to form these alliances in ancient times. So that also, by limiting the amount of wives, is putting a limitation on his diplomatic abilities.
He had to form all those alliances. He didn't have enough horses.
That's true. So, like, all these limitations, okay? And we also mentioned last week, it's worth mentioning again, that Shlomo HaMelech, because it actually gives reasons for why you can't have too many horses and why you can't have too many wives in these psukim, Shlomo HaMelech thought he was above that, because he said, oh, those things will never happen to me. And they didn't in the beginning, but then as he got older and weaker, indeed they did. Okay, so now we're going to look at the Gemara. So last week we looked at the Gemara to see the debate between the rabbis whether it was an obligation or an option to ask for a king. There's a machloket in the Gemara. And now we're going to look at it from the other perspective of how they asked for a king. And this is where it gets more confusing. Okay, Tanya. So we learn in a bright side. It's the underlined section of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zkenim shebador kehugan she'alu. The Zkenim asked properly for a king. Shenamar tna lanu melech l'shefteinu. As they said, give us a king to judge us. Now, who said, give us a king to judge us in our psukim? No, that's how Shmuel quotes what we thought were this kenim. Okay? So the rabbis are quoting Shmuel's quotation of this kenim and not what we thought or think. And again, I don't have the answers. I'm just telling you how confusing it is of what this kenim actually said. Okay? Aval Amei Haaretz Shebehen Kelkalu. The Amei Haaretz, and again, this is going to get even a little more confusing. Who are these Amei Haaretz and what is their status? Just historically speaking, I mentioned last week that Rabbi Shulman says that in the Tanakh, Amei Haaretz are the landed gentry. Is that the right phrase? Like the people who, you know, like upper class people who actually own land, as opposed to how it develops through the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, where the poor illiterate farmers, right? So there's this evolution of who the Amei Haaretz are. So it's unclear. And again, in our Shmuel, it just says the Am. It doesn't say Amei Haaretz. And the Gemara is putting Amei Haaretz into it. Okay? It just makes it more confusing. So Rabbi Eliezer says that the Amei Haaretz kilkalu, they corrupted it when they asked for a king. Shenamar, vayinu gam anachnu kechol hagoyim v'shavteinu malkeinu v'yetzei lefaneinu. And now he's quoting the Am at the end of our parak when they said, we will be like all the nations and our king will judge us and go out before us. And he does not quote the fight our wars part. Okay, so is everyone clear on how confusing this is? Okay, so now the bottom of this page, the next page is what we did last week. Rambam showing it's a halacha, and we did that very interesting netziv showing how it might be optional. And then we did Rav Amnon Bazak last week showing how ironic it is that it says they're unhappy with the sons of Shmuel, and here they are asking for a king, which will guarantee that the sons of that king will then rule. Okay, so now Rashi on our Gemara. Amei Haaretz Kilkalu. So the Amei Haaretz are the ones that corrupted in their request asking for a king. De'ilu skenim shaluhu l'shoftam v'lirdot hasarbanim shabahem. So the Zkenim requested it to judge them and to rule over, I think, the more rebellious ones. Anybody have a better translation for Sarbanim? I think it says, so that he would rule over them. Aval Amei Haaretz talu alav milchamotehem shamru v'yetze b'rishono b'roshenu, v'nilcham et milchamotenu. But the nations, the Amei Haaretz, I'm just going to say that, they hung their request on their wars. But you remember, I just told you that the quote in the Gemara didn't include the part about their wars. Somebody else is going to bring that up. Rashi's free to look at the whole pasuk, but there's going to be a differentiation there by somebody else. Because they said, and he will go out in our head and fight our wars. Okay. So now you see Rashi is clear that first request is Kenim, last request Am, and he's differentiating between the Am asking for the king to fight their wars. We're going to see how that really is an issue. We're also going to see how maybe that's not an issue. Okay. This is like if you drew a web chart of all of these things, it goes off in a million different directions. Okay. So now the Maharasha is very interesting. He is an Acharon. I forgot when he lived exactly. He's in the back of the Gemara. One of my Gemara teachers would refer to them as the boys in the back. So what's unusual about him is there were very few people in the Gemara interested in Agadata. So when the Gemara wasn't speaking about halacha, most other rabbis and commentaries would just ignore him. Like if you ever look at the Rif, Rav Alfasi, who's a Rishon, and if you ever had to check something out in the Gemara, you might have been confused because you're looking, it looks just like the Gemara, and then you realize it's not the Gemara. It's not Rashi, it's Rabbeinu Nissim on the corner. And that's the Rif. The way the Svardim Mefarshim on the Gemara would go about their commentary is they would just rephrase the Gemara in the way of Halacha Lemaisa, as opposed to Rashi, who would take each word and Tosfot and explain it, give the whole explanation on it. So the Rif looks like the Gemara, but he would just skip over Agadata parts because it's not relevant for Halacha. So the Maharasha has two different commentaries. If you just look at the top, it says Maharasha Chidushe Agadot. So on the Agada, this is his commentary. So I'm very grateful to him that he actually took the time to comment on the Agadata. Okay, so anyway, let's start. So we're going to start. He has a whole discussion on whether it's you're obligated or just an option to ask for a king. So a few lines up from the underline part, it is the fifth line down in the middle where it says Delo Nemra. So it's a question of why do we need a king? Delo Nemra Ela Keneged Tarmotan Neged Shmuel. So it was said only because of their tar'omet. They wanted to take a stand against Shmuel. Sha'amru simalanu melech l'shaftenu k'chol ha'goyim. Because they said, place upon us a king to judge us like all the nations. D'lo havei le'levakesh melech bishvil kach. He's pointing out something very interesting. Why do they need a melech l'shaftenu to judge us? Isn't Shmuel already doing that? Why do they need a king to do that?
Well, didn't it say in the pasuk that he was getting old?
Yeah, but why don't they trust him, and why don't they, like, it's a very odd request. Havalei levakesh melech bishvil, delo havalei levakesh melech bishvil kach. They don't need to ask a king for this. Elek kmo shekatuv b'Torah. Rather, what's written in the Torah, ve'amarta asim alai melech v'gomer, shelo hiskir sham, demishum shiyash shofet otam. So if you look back at the psukim in the Torah, it says, Asima alai melech kechol hagoyim asher svivotai. It does not have the word l'shaftenu in the Torah. They are adding the word l'shaftenu. So they're changing it from alai to li, lanu, and they're adding the word l'shaftenu. That's not in the Torah. We're going to see that come up a few times. D'mishum shiyesh shofet otam yasima aleihem melech d'balav melech nami yecholim not aleihem shoftim. Without a king, you can appoint judges. Kamo shaya Shmuel shofet otam b'din Torah. Just like Shmuel judged them with the din of Torah. V'lo melech haporetz geder lefamim ladun b'dat hanimusit. And not like a king, that a king can burst the fence and judge them with a law, and nimusim are like manners. So bedat nimusit means like almost like according to his whim, however he feels it should go. The king has that power, unlike a shofet. Kemo shekatuv kechol hagoyim, like it's written, all the nations, and especially a king over non-Jewish nations certainly can do whatever he wants and can create new laws out of nothing. He doesn't have a higher authority to look up to, like we do with the Torah. And that's why in America we have the checks and balances of the three parties, so that we don't have a king that can just make up laws. Okay. And on this, he's quoting our Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer says this kenim of that generation requested it in the right way. Shelo amru ela melech l'shavtenu, because they only said a king to judge us. Diyesh lefarsho bedin Torah, because you can understand that when they asked a king to judge us, the Marasha is adding in the words bedin Torah. They want to be judged with the Torah. Aval am haaretz kilkalu, but the Ame haaretz, they corrupted it. Shamru kichol hagoyim vishavtenu malkeinu, like all the nations and our king were justice, they inversed it. Dehainu bedat nimusit, that would be according to this whimsical law, however they want. Vikrat. Okay, so now he's going to try to make it a little less confusing, all these issues that I was telling you about. So if you go back to the sheet that has the psukim while I read this, or you have them both out, from Shmuel. Vikra dekamar vayara hadavar b'nei Shmuel. So the pasuk that says, in pasuk vav, vayara hadavar b'nei Shmuel, it was bad in the eyes of Shmuel. Kasher amru tznalanu melech l'shavtenu, that they said, place upon us a king to judge us. Yesh l'sares hamikra. He's suggesting, the Marasha, that you can l'sares. Rashi uses this a lot also, when Rashi feels that the words of the Torah would be better understood if they had been written in a different order. He's not chas v'shalom saying that Hashem wrote it wrong. He's just saying it's sirus. It's not in the right order. There are deeper reasons for why it's not in the right order, but that's why. So he's saying we can change the order of the psukim. Veheva hadvar Shmuel, akra dila elmina. So that it was bad in the eyes of Shmuel should be on the previous pasuk. Shamru melech l'shavtenu kechol goyim, that they asked for a king to judge us like all the nations. Dehainu amaret shakukalu ach kasher amru az kenim tna lanu melech l'shavtenu v'lo hizkiru kechol goyim. So the Ame Haaretz corrupted it when they, and that's how they corrupted it, kechol goyim. And when the nation said, place upon us a king just to judge us, and did not mention like all the nations, and then Shmuel davened. Okay? So he makes it a little less confusing. He's separating these two requests in the beginning of the parak for a king. The first one is what we thought was the Zkenim asking, but then when Shmuel quotes the Zkenim, he doesn't include Kechol HaGoyim. And so the Marasha is suggesting that the Ame Haaretz actually requested Kechol HaGoyim, and that the first pasuk is a paraphrase of what's going to come later, Kechol HaGoyim. And that the just l'shavtenu, without, like all the other nations, is the actual request of this kingdom. Do you see how he did that? It's very confusing. Okay. So we have what we think is a quote from this kingdom. We want to place a king upon us to judge us like all the nations. It seems pretty clear that that's this kingdom. But then when Shmuel quotes this kingdom, he says, "Place, we want a judge, a king to judge us." No mention of like all the other nations. And where Shmuel gets upset is the question. So it appears Marasha is saying that Shmuel gets upset with the like all the other nations, which is essentially the Ame Haaretz requesting, and the Zkenim asked properly by without mentioning Kechol HaGoyim. It's all very confusing. It's going to get more confusing. Okay, so the Marasha is the only one that sort of makes that distinction.
But how does it get
Because the Amharites later do say again, like all the other nations. And in Shmuel's quote of this Kenim, which is Pasuk Vav, he doesn't mention like all the other nations.
I understand, but in Dalad, it's the Kenim talking.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So that's why he's kind of saying that you need to mix up the order of the psukim. Like, he really is going so far as to say that in order to understand it. Okay. And let's just finish the underlined part of the Marasha. So, Dil'el Minesha Amru Melech L'Shavtenu Kechol Goyim. So Shmuel should really be getting upset about that. Dehainu Am Ha'aretz Shel Kukulu Ach Kasher Amru Hazkenim T'na Lanu Melech L'Shavtenu V'lo Hizkiro Kechol Goyim. Oh, I read that all. Sorry, we read it all. Okay. So now the Malbim. So this is one of the Malbim's answers. Okay. So remember, we had the Malbim asking all those questions. So this is... okay. Hine minuy ha-malachim yeh echad be'echad mishnei panim. The appointment of kings can occur in one of two ways. I'm sorry, I didn't translate any of this. This would have been a lot of translating. Im sheyem melech nichne lemishvatei ha-Torah ve-mitzvot. It could be that the king would subdue himself, that's not the right translation, put himself down to the laws of the Torah and the commandments. Kmo shehayu malchei Yisrael ha-tzadikim mikedem. Just like the kings of the ancient righteous kings of Israel were. Ooh, and this is very interesting what the Malbim says. Remember, he's writing in the 19th century. Ooh, malchei ha'amim balei hadat bizmanenu. And also the kings of nations who are religious, who have a religion in our times. So, I don't know. I mean, he could be referring to America. I don't know. Or France. Like, all these places that had all these revolutions. Sorry. Ve'im shiyah melech Moshe al ha-torot ve-hadatot la'asot ha-mishpatim ve-ha-torah torot ke'avat nafsho. But then there is the other kind of king, and here it says torot, but it's a lowercase t, lowercase taf, if you will. So all these other laws, whatever he wants, whatever his soul desires. Kmo shayu malchei ha'amim bimei kedem. Just like the kings of the nations in the days of old, Shehem Asu Torot Mishvatim Vishnu Otam Kirtonam, they made laws and ordinances and they changed them whenever they wanted. Vihine Hatorah Hizhira Al Hamelech. Behold, our Torah with capital T warns on this king, Shishmor Et Torah VeMitzvah, and that's why we have so many laws regarding our king. So he shouldn't think that he's above the law, literally, and that he can make his own laws. He is below the law. Kamo shekatav, and these are the psukim that went over, in Devarim. Okay, so let's skip over that where it says v'chule. So we're in the middle of the fourth line. Harei lo haya lo reshut l'chadesh Torah. He does not have the permission to make a new thing of the Torah, v'lishnot devar mimishpatei Torah, or to change anything of the just ordinances of the Torah. V'hine masha amru Yisrael, and behold, that which Israel requested, t'na lanu melech l'shavtenu kechol ha-goyim. Okay, now he's saying that Israel requested that, even though we thought it was the Zkenim that asked that. Hu ma'amar bal shnei panim. This is a statement that has two facets to it. Ki yesh lefaresh ha-kavana t'na lanu melech kechol ha-goyim l'shavtenu. We can explain this, that their intent was, give us a king like all the nations to judge us. She'az hadimyon kechol ha-goyim musav al simat ha-melech v'zeh domeh l'ma she-katub b'Torah ve'amarta simat alai melech kechol ha-goyim asher sivotai. So there, you can imagine that they saw all the nations around them and they wanted a king on them, but this is what's written in the Torah. When you will say, place upon me a king like all the nations that are around me. Uma shekatav lishavtenu, and that which it says lishavtenu, hu shishpatam kefi chukei ha-Torah. Lishavtenu means that this king that we want will judge us according to the laws of the Torah. Ubezeh lo hayta sheilatam ra'a mitzad atzma. And with this, there is nothing wrong with their question. Ki ha-Torah hitzira lehem zot. The Torah permits them to ask for a king. Ve'amra sum tasim alaych melech. And then it says, after they make the request in Devarim, like we saw, you shall surely place upon yourself a king. Rak she'ya b'zeh buz v'kalon l'shmuel. Only that this was an insult to Shmuel. Ki ilu yomru shemishpatei Shmuel lo neuto b'enechem. It's as if they said that the ordinances of Shmuel, they didn't really like them. It wasn't good in their eyes. Ke'enam mechuvanim kefi hatzedek v'hamishpat hatorai, because it wasn't according to the Torah. U'mevakshim bimkomo shofet tov mimenu, and they wanted a better judge than Shmuel. Okay, so now we can understand why Shmuel would get upset with the Zkenim's request, because they wanted a king that would go better according to the Torah than Shmuel. V'yesh lefaresh shekivnu l'shavtenu kechol goyim, but you can also explain it. This word l'shavtenu, it all hinges on this word. We want a king who will judge us like all the other nations are judged. You see? So we want a king to judge us like all the other nations have their kings. But we want our king to judge us with Torah. Or the Malbim suggesting here, the second facet, we want a king who will judge us like all the other nations judge. Ritzon lomar, shelo yishpatam kifi mishpatei haTorah, that this king will not judge them according to Torah law, rak kemalchei shcheineihem, rather, like the kings of their neighbors, shehem gozrim hadatot umanichim hanimusim, they make decrees with whatever is their fancy. Ubezeh lo pagu bechvod Shmuel, and in this, they're not hurting the honor of Shmuel. Mitzad shehu shofet, in the sense that he's a shofet al pi mishpatei haTorah, by way of the laws of the Torah. Ki hodu shelo matzu bo avel mizeh hatzad. Because they admit that there's nothing wrong with the way Shmuel judges according to the Torah. Vehu shofet betzedek kfi haTorah. He is a righteous judge according to the Torah. Vilo oto ma'asu. And they're not sick of him. Rak she'enam rotzim b'mishpatei haTorah. Vilo b'shvot ha'shofet al pi hachukotah. They simply don't want a judge who will judge according to the Torah and by way of its laws. Vehu mari neged Hashem v'torato lo neged Shmuel. And this is a bitterness against Hashem and his Torah, and not against Shmuel. And just like Hashem says in our parak, Kama shekatav, lo aleinu tulunoteichem ki im al Hashem. Oh, sorry, it's in a different parak. It's not there. It's from Shmot. Okay, so it's not on us your complaints. Rather, it's on Hashem. It's during Parsha B'Shalach, when they're always complaining. V'hine, okay, so this is where the Chachamim are able to bring in that they're asking for a king in order to do Avodah Zarah, because they want a king to make a law according to human laws, which would then go according to all their whims. V'hine, and this is amazing what the Malbim says next. V'hine Shmuel danam l'kafzchut. The reason why Shmuel gets upset at them is because he's actually giving them the benefit of the doubt. V'hevin medivreham ha'perush harishon. He understands from their words the first explanation, she'ikar she'elatam t'nal anumelech l'shavteinu v'tol namar k'mishpatei haTorah. That when the main thing of when they ask for a king to be placed on them to judge them, that what they meant was with the laws of the Torah. V'hara b'einav rak mitzad kvodo. And it was bad in his eyes only for his own honor. Ki hishviluhu shemishpatav einam tovim, because he was insulted that maybe his judgments were not good, v'yisharim kafi haTorah, and straight according to the Torah. And that's what it means, it was bad in the eyes of Shmuel. So the reason Shmuel gets mad at them is because he's giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're asking for a king to make better laws than he does according to the Torah. And Hashem says no. They're not asking for laws according to the Torah. They want to be judged at the whims of the human king, which would then allow them to do Avodah Zarah, because if all their laws are human, then they're human too and they can do whatever they want. But now what this does to confuse us even more is it takes the words out of this Kenim again, of the whole Kechol Goyim. So there's no way to rectify all of these different things with all the different quotations in the Pesukim themselves. But it's still really fascinating what he does. Because the Malbim seems to be implying that the Zkenim themselves are asking lo kehugan, not in a proper way, by saying we want a king to judge us like the other nations are judged in human terms. When the rabbis, okay, so you see where all my confusion comes in? Okay, so there's more to do on this. And I don't have time to, I'm not going to have time to do it all. So I'm going to talk about you.
So, Malvern's conclusion that they were asking for does that right?
Yeah.
Even though Shmuel put a good spin
on it. And it shows how great Shmuel was, mm-hmm. that it wouldn't occur to Shmuel that they're asking for these reasons. Okay? So just to go back, just to look at it back in the pasuk, when it says, Sima lanu melech. Okay, I'm going to be finished in a minute. Sima lanu melech l'shaftenu kechol goyim. So it could either be interpreted, place upon us a king to judge us, like all the other king, like all the other nations, or place upon us a king to judge us like all the other nations. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think I'll collect this again.